Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So some words from those two amazing readings. The crowd saying in Jerusalem, how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? And Jesus saying to his disciples, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. These two accounts of the coming of the Holy Spirit are wonderful and yet different. One is unexpected, dramatic, a rushing mighty wind and flames of fire. The second, equally unexpected, is gentle, peaceful, utterly reassuring, as Jesus breathes upon his disciples in the upper room. Both show the power and wonder of God's Holy Spirit. Both remind us of our Christian calling. Yes, us, ordinary, fallible human beings, to hold high the flame of our faith in this world. John's account comes chronologically first. It's the evening of Easter Day, the first day of the week, the first day of the new creation. Jesus, to the disciples' amazement, enters through locked doors into the room where they are gathered in fear as they try to make sense of the last few confusing days. Yes, it is truly him, giving them peace, calming their hearts, opening them to joy, breathing on them, just as God had breathed the breath of life into Adam at the very beginning of creation. The Greek word used in Genesis and here for breathing is the same. Receive the Holy Spirit, he says, and give them power to forgive sins. The Acts events take place 50 days later. Most of us recognise the parallel between Passover and the crucifixion and resurrection. Just as the people of Israel were freed from slavery to Pharaoh at Passover, so Jesus, dying on the cross and rising again, offered all humanity freedom from a slavery of sin. We're probably less aware of the parallel between the Jewish feast of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost means 50th. The Jewish feast when the first fruits were harvested and brought to the temple 50 days after Passover. But Jewish tradition also holds that is the day when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai after they'd left Egypt, when the people of Israel were given the Torah, the law of God, and became a nation committed to serving him. And for us, this is the day in Luke's account when the Holy Spirit ascends and the new worldwide church is born. Do the two readings conflict? No, we take each on its own terms. We don't have to wonder whether one or the other is right. Both are fundamental. John witnesses that Christ truly rose on Easter Day and commissioned his disciples as the Father commissioned him. Maybe they needed some time to take in what this meant before they could act on it. Luke witnesses that the Spirit descended powerfully on the disciples after Jesus' ascension. Easter showed them Christ had conquered death. Pentecost gave them strength to go out and transform the world. What does this mean for us? Three thoughts. First of all, think of the power of language. over people from that amazing roll call of countries and regions all around the Mediterranean. Pontius, Pamphylia, and all the others understood the disciples. Their language became one with the language of Jerusalem. Everyone was drawn into belonging. Do you remember the Genesis account of the Tower of Babel, when Jesus confused the speech of the growing nations to stop them getting above themselves and thinking they could do everything? But now humanity can again speak a single language of joy and love. Communication is so vital. Do we ever think we're not getting through to those we speak to? It's not just about the words we say. It's about being heard and listened to at a deep level. Let us pray for that gift of connection. And secondly, the disciples rushed outside. They could no longer stay inside, safe within doors. They took courage and preached the good news with confidence. We, in our turn, come here for God to feed and to nourish us, drawing strength from his body broken for us. But we come from the world and go back into it. This building is a springboard from which we go out to be his body to others. And thirdly, the Spirit brings freedom from fear. The disciples locked the doors on Easter day because they were afraid. Jesus countered that fear with his presence, with words of peace and joy. Their anguish dissipated. With renewed calm, they could become ready to be sent out. The work of the gospel did not stop on Easter day. Jesus' resurrection and ascension were only the beginning of the acts in the name of Jesus, first by the apostles, then by us. Today we recall the gift to the apostles of diverse different languages and fervent zeal to preach the gospel. Paul would later describe the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May God give us also these gifts to act in his name, inspiring us with the energy and boldness to love, to understand, to forgive, to support and comfort, and to speak with integrity and hope. With these gifts, God can move mountains through us. Can we each this week seek courage to speak or act in love and truth? Maybe in circumstances where we even feel scared or would much rather pass by. God knows our fears, but he longs for us to grow in the fruits of the Spirit and will be with us. The first disciples changed the world. Now it's our turn. Are we up for the challenge? God is. Amen.